James Blake overcame enormous health challenges to return to the court. For 46-year-old Good Morning America anchor Robin Roberts, the challenges are just beginning. Let's hear part of an announcement she made to her viewers earlier this week.
We wanted you to hear from us. Didn't want you to hear it anywhere else, and it's now been able to say it out loud. I have breast cancer, as my family here knows, my family at home knows, and very, very blessed and thankful that I found it early. And yes. I detected it, ironically, the day that we did the tribute show for our dear friend Joel Siegel. And I happened to do a piece on the show about his courageous battle and how early detection is key. And that very night, I found a lump.
That was Robin Roberts on Good Morning America this past Tuesday. She undergoes surgery today. Now, Roberts told viewers that the diagnosis was a real shock. She says she has no family history of breast cancer. And here to discuss the risks among African Americans is Gail Bishop. She's president of the San Francisco chapter of Sisters Network. It's a nationwide support group for African American breast cancer survivors. Gail, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, a lot of people may think, like Robin Roberts, that if they don't have a family history of breast cancer, that they're safe. How big a factor does family history play in terms of having the disease?
Well, the family history, I thought we, myself, because I was diagnosed in 2000, that we did not have history of breast cancer. However, after being diagnosed, I found out later on that breast cancer did run in the family. But it goes back, and I was talking to someone yesterday about how a lot of times the older African-American women did not speak about what their sicknesses were. So a lot of times we did not even know if we had a history of breast cancer. So after being diagnosed with breast cancer, my aunt at the time was in her late 70s. She told me that she had had breast cancer. So a lot of women were silent. However, it's not always the family history of breast cancer. It could be environmental. It could be a lot of other reasons why, which is not known yet, why African-American women or someone would be diagnosed with breast cancer
and we know that African
family history.
We know that African-American women aren't, they're no more likely to get breast cancer than other women, but they are more likely to die from it. And I was wondering why you could talk about why that is.
Right, that is correct. A lot of times there's a stigma, I believe, and there is a lot of myth that about the breast cancer. A lot of times the African-American woman is head of household, and she's more of a caregiver. She's always taking care of others instead of herself. And just being afraid to come out and speak out about it, and that's one of the things that Sisters Network is trying to let African-American women know, to stop the silence. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Early detection is just a great thing for the African-American women. There's nothing to be afraid of. If you detect the breast cancer early with the new technology and that is out here today, you can live with breast cancer. Breast cancer is not a death sentence.
And quickly, I was wondering if you could also talk a little bit about the cancer risk for African-American men.
You know, a lot of men think that it's just a woman thing, but it is not. Richard Roundtree, who played in Shaft, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I personally know three men that had breast cancer, and their mortality is even higher than the African-American woman, because a lot of times the men, that would be the last thing that they would think. So it's really important, especially if you had a mom or aunt that had breast cancer, that if you do feel a lump, do not ignore it. It's really important that you go and get checked, because men do get breast cancer, and a lot of times by them not thinking that men get breast cancer, it will take them forever to go to the doctor. And by the time they go and when they're diagnosed, the cancer more than likely have spread it.
And so obviously prevention is very much a huge part of this. Gail, thank you so much for talking with us.
Okay, and thank you.
Gail Bishop is president of the San Francisco chapter of Sisters Network. She joined us from Sports Byline in San Francisco.